Holland's hometown station is 1450 WHTC. Is at 740, right on the money. And it's time for the WHTC Bowling Report, brought to you by Zeeland Lanes on East Washington in Zeeland, and by Auto Owners Hometown Insurance Agency, Coop and Burr, on WHTC.com and 1450 WHTC, Holland's hometown station. And let's bring aboard the lady that knows all about what's going on in the world of women's bowling. It is Mary Beverly. Good morning, my dear. How are you?
Good morning. I'm grand and glorious.
Are you
How
ready?
Are you?
Good. Are you ready for Christmas? It's just over a week away.
I know. No, I'm not. I'm going Christmas shopping today.
Excellent. Excellent. There's still time.
Yeah, not... I know. I still have some time. And I've been doing a lot of craft type, hand things type. And my desk and my room here is full of knit dishcloths and knit flippers.
Oh.
All that kind of stuff.
Those are the best kind of gifts, Mary. They really are. From the heart, handmade. I love it. I love it.
Listen, I'd like to say good morning to all the ladies named Noelle. I hope there's one or two out there. And then let's not forget Nancy and Natalie. How's that?
A lot of N's this morning. All right.
Yeah.
Hello to all those ladies out there.
Okay, here we go with the top game for the week ending December 14th. It's Misty Mendez from the Friday Night Rollers with a 234. Also from the Friday Night Rollers, the Rollers did quite well. Becky Flowers, 233. Then I have from the Four Star League, Katie Ventinen with a 232. Emily Cornell from Starlight with a 225. Another 225, that was Monica Solis from the Friday Night Rollers. Jean Newton from the Starlight League with a 218. And then Dawn Clapp from Thursday Night Misfits with a 216. And rounding out the top 10 is Judy Van Eyck with a 214 from the Saturday Night Fever. High series for the week, Katie Ventinen with a 623 Four Star League. Also from Four Star, Deb Dams with a 590. Then I have Tara Howe from Saturday Night Fever, 588. 585 for Carol DeYoung on the Four Star League. Starlight League, it was Emily Cornell with a 583. Another score coming off from Starlight, Bobby Jo Bersma with a 575. And from Friday Night Rollers, Monica Solis with a 572. I'm going to touch on the season high games and the season high series because I have adjusted them with the completion of our Tulip City mixed doubles. And by the way, I think everybody has check in hand. Thank you, Jim DeGraff. High season game, Bel Guerrero with a 300. Then I have Tammy Newberry, 279. Two 277 games, they were rolled by Courtney Garvelink and Lori Kirkland. And then Katie Ventinen with a 267. I have a 264 for Crystal Pardue. Robin Veenhoven also with a 264. Then we go to Misty Mendez with a 263. Chelsea Kirkland and Kim Smith both had 257 games. Shauna Baum rounds out the top 10 for the season with a 255. So all of our games are really high. Lori Kirkland, two 700s, a 742 and a 703. Then I have Courtney Garvelink with a 720. Robin Veenhoven, 715, 705, 701. The 705 and 701 were shot in the Tulip City mixed doubles. Tammy Newberry, 711. Krista Pardue, 691, a 671 for Bel Guerrero. Katie Ventinen with a 656. Shauna Baum, 655. Chelsea Kirkland and Kim Smith, both with 653 gate series. And a 641 for Deb Dams. And that is our current top 10 for the season in the series. I'd like to remind everybody to get in this upcoming tournament. And the first, it's our 5, 6, and 700 holiday tournament. There's room for women, 5, 6, or 700. If you've ever had one of those series, you are eligible. That prize money will be kept separate. And then for the men, it's a 600 or a 700 series. Squad times all start at 1 o'clock, and you can come in a half an hour prior to starting time, and hopefully we'll be able to fit you in. Also like to remind any of you sanctioned ladies out there that want to go to Monroe for the state tournament, The deadline for entries is coming fast, so get those entries in to Sharon Childress, our state secretary. Guys, that goes for you, too. I think the deadline for men's state tournament is coming up also. Check the entry blanks, which are all in the houses. I think that's going to wrap it up for this morning, and I have my Christmas list, and I'm ready to go.
Are you checking it twice? Have you been nice?
I've been, well, reasonably nice.
Well, you're always nice, Barry Beverly. Come on. You're one of the best. Hey, I got a bowling joke for you. Ready for this?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Why are football players not allowed in bowling alleys?
Why aren't football players allowed in bowling alleys, Brett? You need a straight man for this, right?
Exactly, because after the football player gets a strike, you know what would happen? They would spike the ball.
Oh, boy.
And that could be ugly. Putting dents.
That could be very, very, very damaging, huh?
Dents in the alley, not a good thing. All right.
No.
Speaking of dents, I got to get out of here. Thank you so much.
Okay.
Bye-bye now.
Have a glorious day. Bye-bye.
All right, take care, buddy. It's 7:47. Mary Beverly in with our bowling report for the ladies on this Tuesday morning. She'll be back next Tuesday right here. Christmas Eve edition of the Ladies Bowling Report next week on 1450 WHTC.